Section 7, Up, Up, and Away, A New Way to Fly. Directly opposite from the experimentation room is the 1924 Berliner helicopter, the oldest fully intact helicopter in the world, according to the Smithsonian Institution. The father and son team of Emil and Henry Berliner brought their experiments in controlled vertical flight to the airport in 1920. This made perfect sense, as Emil had been a sponsor of the Washington Airplane Company that was at the field until about 1918. On February 23, 1924, this helicopter made what is considered to be the first controlled vertical flight. The helicopter was able to move in a radius of 150 feet at 40 miles per hour, all while staying 15 feet above the ground. The machine was made from the fuselage of a Nieuport 23 biplane. The film footage in front of the helicopter shows the advances that this duo made in their machines from a simple chassis, engine, and propeller to one of their final designs shown here. This early success in vertical flight paved the way for Igor Sikorsky's first practical helicopter in 1940. The display cases around the helicopter showcase the history of Emil Berliner, the well-known inventor of such devices as the telephone mouthpiece and flat disc record. This allowed for high-quality sound to be mass-produced for the first time. Also on display are artifacts from the later aviation companies founded by Henry Berliner, the achievements of his engineering and research corporation, AERCO, and their signature, AERCOUP, continued the Berliner legacy at College Park.